wow, this is great. This is Sunday, April 24th, and we've just seen an exciting game up at North Maple here. First game of the year for both teams between Vaughan Azzurri and Pro Stars FC, and I have the winning coach, Patrice Gaisard, here. We're going to talk about tonight's game and other things about Vaughan. So first we'll start, I'll just ask you, what did you think of tonight's game, a 5-1 win?
Yeah, it was exciting, you know, free-flowing. I was really proud of the guys. We had a poor start, but to go down 1-0 and to come back and win 5-1 is a very good statement.
Yeah.
You know, considering it's our first game, we've had a really good preseason, but I felt like the game got better as it went on. I was really happy to see a great crowd from our club out and supporting our team. And, you know, it was great to see the style that we brought forward. Lots of passes, lots of aggressive pressing. So I'm very happy, and most importantly, our players are excited with what we displayed tonight.
Okay. And that leads into a great preseason. One of the games you played was against Stephen Hart and the Halifax HFX Wanderers. And he was so impressed in that game that I don't know if the rumor was true. Ryan Robinson, could you stand by the bus? And he never came back, and he suddenly signed a contract for HFX. So what do you have to say about players like him moving up?
Yeah, we were sad to see Ryan go, but very happy for him. We, you know, look forward to playing teams like Halifax. We got to play York United, Halifax, and Hamilton in our preseason. And, you know, all we can do is give an opportunity and form our players to be ready for that stage. And I thought not only Ryan great his signs of potential in that match, but he did it all last season. So,
yes.
You know, if this league's not about sending our best players to CPL, then, you know, it doesn't give me the energy to want to get up and coach and battle every day. So we're really happy. We're really, really excited to see him go and doing great things. And I think he will shine in that stage. And hopefully more and more of our young lads will go and play at the same different places.
All right. Because Hart did that in 2019, too. He grabbed two Vaughan players, I believe.
That's right.
So, speaking of last season, you guys went undefeated, but then, presented with a trophy before the semifinal game, and maybe it psyched you guys out that you ended up being upset by Oakville. I don't know how many comments about that. And then I'll lead into something more important about the 12-10 split for 2024. But any concern to sort of a bitter taste of the way last season ended?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're one of the clubs that's always succeeded at this league. We know that, you know, the league is growing. The coaching staff of every club is improved. Every team comes out and plays us at the highest level. So, you know, kudos to Oakville. They scored two, we scored one, and we lost. You know, it was kind of difficult to have your entire season judged on one game, but that's the format in North America. Across the world, you know, you still get a chance to bounce back from that. But we didn't. So we move on, we learn, and we talk about leadership, we talk about consistency, and we talk about the lessons, painful lessons we took away from that game.
Okay, now this, again, now this season also has playoffs and so on, but more important than that, it's going to be the, with 22 teams, there's now past the brand split, division split, of breaking into a 12-team upper and a 10-team second division. How important is it for you guys to stay in that top tier for recruiting and other purposes?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have the highest level of ambitions. We want to win every game. We don't want to give up a goal, and we want to score lots of goals. You know, does that always happen? Of course not, right? Because the league has grown, and there's some fantastic teams, and as I said, coaches and organization. But for us, yeah, look, I mean, I think we're thinking about the 12-10, but most importantly, we want to compete every day. Every day, and if we do our job, then at the same time, we should end up in a playoff position, if not in a very favorable position going into it. And in regards of the recruiting purposes, we're lucky that we have a lot of kids from our club that continue to come in like we did tonight. Some of the young lads that didn't play that were able to be involved as Ryan Robinson moves on. So I think for us, the 12-10 is more important to show the statement to everyone that, you know, we're a top club that wants to produce many players and just keep moving forward. So it's a different way for us to look at it.
Okay. And so this season is mostly in-house. I've been talking to some other team managers, and they're expecting their improvements when their university players get here, and then they'll leave again in August and they'll sag. Your roster's pretty well set for or do you have any university
players? Yeah, we have five, six university guys that'll complement the group. You know, I think that tonight we had 18. We had five injuries, so that'll take us to 23. And I mean, it was some marquee guys that were injured, and we had another 6-7. So we're 30 deep. You know, I think that maybe we're a different group than last year, and even the year before that when we had Alistair Johnston and Ryan Raposo. But we continue to turn heads every year. We continue to have young players that are able to come in and contribute, and it's the depth of our squad. So we're 30 deep. So I look forward to seeing these one young players can do when you know they're given the chance.
Thanks for reminding me. Those MLS players, I know we talked about it last year, but I mean, that's just great. High standards for your team.
For sure.
And so thanks for talking to me tonight. I'm trying to cycle through all 22 managers in the first few weeks of the season. I don't know. There's so many, but they'll all come to Toronto eventually. So
they
thanks
will.
For talking to me.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Robin.